Shanti. Brij Mohan Ji, bye. We're so happy you're with us today. And I think you all probably know Brij Mohan Bhai, right? And we're excited because whatever he shares with us is so brilliant, but not only brilliant, but he's always entertaining. I find you very entertaining. Samja? Okay, and Brother Dev from Boston will be interviewing Brij Mohan Bhai. And so during the session, if you have questions, write them down, because I'm going to put a plate here for you to put your questions on. And then they'll go to Dev, and then he'll translate them or converse with Brij Mohan Bhai. They have a good relationship and understanding. Okay? So welcome again. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti and good morning. It's actually my honor and pleasure actually to be sharing the stage with our dear Bhaiji. The topic, as you know, is So What's Next? One thing I want to say, the song that was played, in one line I translated as, the life is a game, and so play this game by enjoying or laughing and smiling. And I do see our dear brother Brij Mohan Bhai actually leading his life in that way, always light and happy, and as Sister Dorothy mentioned, humorous. So it's very nice that we have that wonderful jewel in front of us today to extract his wisdom, his understanding on this topic of So What's Next.
One more thing. There will be Hindi translation for those that need Hindi translation. So turn on your sets.
So Bhaiji, before I ask many questions, I want to ask you if you have any immediate thoughts on the topic itself. So what's next?
My next thought will be on the topic.
And after that?
We will see.
Okay. So, one thing that I have understood is that there is always change. Change in general in the world, and of course, particularly also in our spiritual path as well. If we go back in the history of the Agya, you know, we had Mama and Baba. When Mama left the body, there was a change, right? As I understand, Brahma Baba took on the role of both being the mother and the father. And then when Brahma Baba left the body, there was again a change. The way Baba started coming, and also the responsibility on the dadis. And now, pretty much, you know, most of the dadis have moved on to their next role, and so again there is a change in the yagya. How do we embrace this? How do we see this? Especially those who have perhaps come now or been here for some time. There is always this question, so what is next in the yagya, in our spiritual path? So any thoughts from your side on this?
Next will be that when each of us leave our body, there will be change.
So for us to leave our body in a very graceful way, like today Baba was talking in the Murli, that there should not be remembrance of anyone else but one Baba. And you know, that's the best way to be in our final moments. What would be some methods or yuktis that we can practice from now itself so that we know in our final moments there is only one Baba's remembrance?
Well, ask all of them whether the stage has been reached. If not, then the change of body will bring that change. Everything will be left behind. So, the next thought is, why not think that we have already died and living after death? So therefore, if that is so, our next will be forward. And next is always forward, which means we should not look backwards. Past is past. Bhiti so bhiti. If we practice this, past is past, bhiti so bhiti. We have been given eyes to look forward only. You can't move your neck 360 degrees. So therefore, that is the way. Look forward and think of the next, but never think of what has happened. What has happened has happened. Put a
full stop.
Right, full stop.
So keep putting a full stop and moving forward is one way to actually keep moving forward and to reach that stage. One thing that also came up in the Murli today is in the blessing about we becoming equal and perfect like Baba. That's the one pure desire to have. But then there are many other small desires that are limited in nature that actually pulls our attention away from becoming equal to Baba, having that pure desire fulfilled. You know, there are many of us here who may have these little desires. For example, maybe I want to travel the whole world or want to get the new smartphones. Things like that, all in the name of service. But we know that it is actually a royal form of Maya. How can one actually become free from these limited desires? What kind of a vision or effort can we make really to be free from these limited desires?
I have great doubt about these desires. Ask anyone to raise hands who want to move around the world or who want a small smartphone. If they have those desires,
there's one person.
I can. Which one?
There is one more hand there.
Okay.
There is some.
My question is, do you want to be smart yourself or you want to have a smartphone? The choice is yours. She's raising hand. Okay.
You wanted to say something? She's saying that she went to Pandabhavan and went to our four pilgrimage places, Chardham. And visiting those Chardham, she felt she actually went around the whole world.
Whole world. Claps for her. She went that far. If someone can take a round of me, they will have a round of the whole world.
So after the class, perhaps they can do that.
No. There is a scriptural story. There were two sons of Shiva. And Shiva said, whosoever goes around the whole world will get the kingdom. So one of them actually went to have a round of the world. The other one just sat quietly and ate laddus, which was his fond feet. And when he saw the other one returning after a long time, he just took a round of Shiva. And he said, I have taken round of the whole world, and he got the kingdom. That is the story. Ganesh and Kartik. There are always easier methods. When you become a point, we are all point. So when you become a point, everything becomes so easy. And as soon as you leave that, and still if you become an angel with wings, it is still easy. But when you leave the wings also, and you become a house, not lighthouse, might house, then you feel heavy. Mm-hmm. And difficulty and taking time in moving around. Mentally, one can go around the whole universe, all the three worlds, in just one thought, with one thought only. So why take this trouble of all those physical things? Can I ask a question? Okay, let them ask.
No, they don't have, you can ask a question.
Hmm?
They don't have yet.
They don't have yet?
Yet.
But is it good to ask questions?
No, today you're supposed to answer the questions.
So, if you become a point, there will be no need for any questions, no need for any answers. So let us come back to the point, ask them if they are satisfied with my small answer.
Okay, so, but what you can do is you can come forward, or you can write and put it on the plate there, either one. Yeah? Okay. But in the meantime, I have other questions, Paiji, for you. I know a couple of years ago, especially when COVID started, you actually made some significant moves in your life. So for example, Purity magazine publishing stopped, and also you decided to change your base to Madhuban. I'm sure something must have, you know, been a realization within you that made you make these decisions. So in the same way, do you think one can see something based on knowledge, or perhaps even based on the world events that are happening? What is that something that they can make sure that they're making the right choice and doing the right decisions for their spiritual progress?
You see, subjectively, everyone who makes choice is the right choice for them. If I think that this is the right choice for them, I am only theoretical. Even a thief steals thinking that he is doing the right thing. And a policeman catches him also thinks he is doing the right thing. The basic thing is, normally, change means what is won't be there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now it is 11 o'clock in the day. So change will be there. This will not be the time. It will be noon or evening. That is the change. But in case of Brahmins, change is what has happened was good, what is happening is better, and what is going to happen will be the best. So if one can reconcile to that and understand, then all problems are solved. If people of the world come to be in trouble, they say, I am so much in trouble. I will say, trouble has come, it will go, it will not remain, so be contented. The next choice will be, option will be there will be no trouble, because now you are in trouble. In our case, trouble is left behind, because we know that we are at the confluence. That knowledge gives us lot of confidence and courage and happiness. Even if you are in the body, well and good. If you leave the body, still better. And if you don't know what is next is going to happen, that is the best thing. Okay.
But how does one actually...
And why did you attribute my not publishing purity to COVID? COVID has nothing to do with my choices, sir.
How does one actually, yes, we know it is going to pass, but while going through it, how does one remain stable, even fearless, and not get caught up in it?
One word is Smriti. You translate in English.
Awareness. Smriti.
One word is Smriti. If we have Smriti, that will mean that this happened before and I passed through it, I crossed it, and this has happened again, I will definitely cross it. I have done it innumerable number of times. But when we forget this, then the troubles come. Otherwise, Baba says so many things. Baba is our, what you call, aajkal kya kehte hain usko?
Boli Hindi mein.
Huh?
Hindi mein boliye.
Baba, ek to hota na, combined hai. When Baba is combined with us, if we have this awareness, Baba is combined. No problem. If we are aware that this happened last kalpa also, no matter, it will pass, then also no problem. So, and as per Rama also, things will move, no problem. But if awareness, if there is forgetfulness of that, then the problem starts. Baba says, you are lighthouse, might house. So light and might is in the soul. And which is the house? House is the body. So if the light and might, you forget the soul, you are in this, it's a physical thing. My question is, if you are offered a whole lot, see this harmony hall full of all the things that you desire, all the smartphone in the world, all those things that you are offered, or two wings, what will you prefer? Tell me, ask them.
So? They're saying two wings.
Two wings? Because in Air Force they give you wings as you grow in your rank. Now, if you want two wings, then all your smartphones, round the world trips, make my trip easy, will be gone. So let them have two wings. Baba will give them. And beyond that, these are the days, because those wings can take you up and bring you down. But if you want to go have a single destination, you don't require wings even. A point, where will you place the wings on the point? The beauty of the point is, You see it from any angle, it will be a point. Anything other than that will have a different picture. So come to the point. Okay?
So, now that's very beautiful. Thank you. Having the awareness of what I did in the past, you know, I was victorious, I'm going to be victorious again. That's a very
awareness of the time.
Right.
That this is confluence, the sun is to rise only.
Right.
And there will be no darkness. Yeah. Even those who don't take jnana, who are not bhikkhus, even the birds and everything, vegetation will change for the better. Then I am still having jnana. I may be dozing in Amrit Vela, but I am in the jnana, so I will be preferred by Baba. No problem.
But I hope they will be not dozing in Amrit Vela and having a good yoga.
Hope. Why not say it? Yes.
So, you know, again going back to this change, the events in the world are constantly changing, like perhaps more things are happening in a less span of time. Let's say, I think we say time is moving very fast. So how do we make our efforts faster? In other words, we don't make the efforts based on the things happening in the world. Instead, we are more proactive and do the efforts so that we don't get affected by what's happening. So what would be our motivation to do that, or what kind of efforts we should be doing?
Well, if you are in a crowd or in a traffic, you cannot move faster. So you have to take a different route, mode, to move faster. Which means you have not to your effort or whatever you call your speed of travel, the mode should not be commonplace. It has to be something different. So then you can move faster. But if you are in the crowd, whether of thoughts or of possessions or whatever, then you cannot move faster. Those things will not allow you to move faster. If you move fast, you will hit the next one.
So what you are suggesting?
Change your mode.
Change the mode.
And for changing mode, Baba has given us three words. Three words and three words. You know, fastest is, you know, fastest. Little less than that is also, you know. Angel does not stay anywhere, angel doesn't belong to anyone, nothing belongs to angel, it's free to move about. When I was coming up, one brother sent me a video of Israel, or what is that called? Turkey. A baby of 5 years came out alive, and someone is interviewing. Did you not feel hungry? And the baby says, one white dressed person was feeding me from time to time. So that somebody has sent, I do not know who was that.
So you think that would be an angel?
So you can try yourselves also. If you want to feed, that is also good. If you want to be fed that way. Because this subtle world is the best retreat center in the world. Because there is no limitation of time, there is no limitation of space, there is no limitation of anything, any object of desire that you want. See, if somebody is not taking sweets, diabetic, go to subtle world. Take as many sweets as you like. You will require no drug, nothing, and your stomach will also not be upset. If you want rest, if you want entertainment, any channel, anything you want. So Baba has given us the subtle world also. Then why be here? No dirty thing can go there. It is called a Nirvikari area. And the best one is the other ones. But for that you have to be point. For this you have to be angel. The rest of it we know. It is Harmony Hall.
So what's the third one?
The name is very good.
You mentioned three fast things. The soul, the angel, and the third one is?
Egoless. Mm-hmm. In this world, to be egoless, even of that I am egoless, that is the most dangerous ego. So, fine. Ego makes us lethargic, ego makes us all those things, you know, Baba says, is due to ego. You may be feeling very tired, very tired, and suddenly something good that you like comes up. All your tiredness is gone. It means ego of the body, that body is tired. Mm-hmm. Just now someone says, Krishna is coming in his original form and will be with each one of us. We will become alert, Krishna is going to. And when Baba says, I am your combined form, we don't bother. Which means we don't really believe that Baba is, we are combined with Baba. Otherwise you will be sitting alert, combined. And which Baba we are talking of is very important. Bap Saman, Bap Saman. Which Bap Saman? That is important. Brahma Bap Saman. So to become Bap Saman means whatever you are doing, whatever you are thinking, think what Baba would be doing. Say you are taking shower. Now Baba's Murlis are there on taking shower. Baba says, there is a deity and there is a temple and temple has to be cleaned. There are Murlis. And if one takes shower in that consciousness, it is all different. Then you know how much time you have to spend, what is to be. And if you just go for a shower and your mind is wandering, you are rubbing soap, you don't even know, then you know your Baba is not with you. For anything, you are taking food, but Brahma Baba would be doing. And upon that Baba says, even Shiva Baba is combined with you. What more Baba can do? If I can't go there, Baba has come here with each of us. And monitoring each thought of every Brahman, because we are Baba children. So confluence, rising strength, all the factors are helping us at the moment. Every factor. So what more? We have asked for heavens, heavens have come to us. What more we want? Why have this question answer?
So that we can go to the heaven.
I thought that,
So that we can go to that heaven that you are talking about?
No, there are so many heavens. Baba says, of your choice. So much variety, so much choice Baba has given us. And still we are feeling lonely. Baba says, I have come all the way to help you. Brahma Baba became subtle so many years back for you. And still children are laboring, children are looking for Baba, trying to remember Baba, trying to be gaining speed or direction. Better pause and think. So why this gathering is taking place? Can you give me a reply? Why we are meeting in this Harmony House today, like 5,000 years ago? What is the reason behind it? What do you feel?
Would anyone like to answer this question? I'm asking them if anyone like to answer the question.
They will answer. Okay. Anyone?
Would you like me to answer?
Now this...
You can come here. Yes.
Now the house is open for interaction. Okay.
So, yes, please come. There is a mic here. You
so
can answer the question.
Please tell why we are here, sitting here and doing all this.
You can use the mic, please.
Om Shanti. My name is Patricia. It's my first time in Madhupan. Absolute pleasure. So I think one of the reasons why we meet is because this is Baba's way of giving us good company. Because even in Madhupan, there's a lot of distraction. So to be subtle, even in the gathering, is one way of Baba showing us what the future brings for the golden age, but also for our family. Because we have a lot to learn from each other.
Thank you.
So thank you for this wonderful meeting.
Thank you.
Om Shanti Bhai.
Very good reply. Collapse. There is a reason. Because, you know, when there are family meetings from time to time, on Christmas Day, many families meet together. There is some function in the family. So they meet. Otherwise they are at their own place. There is a connection that yes, we are family members. So here we are meeting first of all like 5,000 years ago. Any doubt? No. Then we have to be together. Bap Saman. What is Bap Saman? That Brahma Baba will be with us right from day one of the next kalpa to the last. Okay? So, Brahma Baba will be with whom? With all of us. So therefore, it is to become Bap Saman that we are meeting, and each other also. If all of us were to have a round of the world, only to see BK centers. That's a holy object. And we will be going all around the world, spending time, money and energy. The world comes to you. So we are meeting without any visa, passport, any physical trouble. And actually physically meeting. The souls are meeting and trying to remember, yes, now we are in this body, but whole of the cycle, so many costumes, we were together, isn't it? No language problem, no this thing. And what were we doing then? Enjoying, dancing, singing, eating. That was the life. So we are trying to recapitulate that and looking at each other. This sister gave such a nice answer. So many reasons. And still there are more reasons. Mm-hmm. If anyone else wants to tell, they are offered.
And also the topic that is kept is the power of our togetherness.
Oh, I see. I didn't look back because you said next.
Yes.
So okay, fine. They are all looking at togetherness.
Yes, yeah, they are looking at it.
Right.
But it also says, through connection with the seed.
Yes. One has to be related to each other through someone. A grandparent will be related to his grandchildren and the whole family. And we are fortunate to be related to the seed. Mm-hmm. And to be best related to the seed is, we can't become Shiv Baba-like, but at least we can become a seed. Nowadays, Baba says, mother is very important. You know, Shri Baba, people say Godfather, Paramdham, Godfather is there. So-called soul brothers are there, but no connection. All are in seed form. Mm-hmm. They don't know who is next to me. At least I know this brother from Boston is next to me, but there you don't know. And father also can't communicate, can't help you, nothing. But when mother comes, you can't call a father unless there is mother. That is why Shri Baba says, I adopt mother. And you can't call brother and sister also unless there is mother. So mother is most important. So seed, they call the seed as father, but no. Seed has to be sown. Mm-hmm. And then seed will give you what it has. So therefore, sustenance, or call it mother, or call it quality of creation, that comes through the mother only. That is why Brahma Kumaris is called Brahma Kumaris. And I and you are also Brahma Kumaris, because it doesn't have nothing to do with the body. Spiritual creation can be done by father also, mother also. That's why Brahma Baba, as you said, took the role of mother. And Brahma Baba actually is the mother, and Shri Baba is the father. So we are all creator of, at the subtlest level, thoughts. So if we think that we have motherly qualities and create thoughts, those thoughts naturally will be of what? Mother has to tolerate, mother has to
care,
contain, because, and then mother has to be kind, compassionate, so all those things will come. Some of the sisters also, they think, I am soul. But I am soul. Soul can be playing any part. So it is body consciousness to call myself a sister or a brother here, because the soul takes equal number of births as male and female. So this we have to keep in mind if we want to know about I am a seed in which sense, and then I am at the roots in which sense. In which sense I am like Brahma, Baba and family, and in which sense I am like seed and the spiritual family. In the Paramdham also, our section will be nearer to God. Now, I can pose a question. In our first birth of the next Kalpa, 111, how many of all of us want to be born on 111?
You got the question? How many of us want to be born on 111? First day of the Golden Age, how many of you want to be here on this earth?
Okay. Let us take the most optimistic, all of us want to be, why not?
Why not?
Now the question is, will all to be born on 111 complete, sampan and sampuran, what you call in English?
Complete and perfect.
Will all born on 111 be complete or perfect? Yes. Or no? Those who say yes, only those who have decided to be born on 111. Others need not reply. Huh? Okay. All right. So we will all be complete and perfect on 1-1-1 in our first birth. Then it means that the Emperor Sri Lakshmi Sri Narayan or Sri Radhe Krishna will also be complete on 1-1-1. Their royal family will also be complete and perfect. The subjects, rich subjects, down ordinary subjects will also be complete on. What is the basis of that? Why one is in the royal family but not on the throne, and one is only invited to the royal functions often? There are rich, very, very rich subjects who are like the royal family, but they are not in the royal family. There are servers also in the royal family, and everything. All Raja and Praja different are there. What is the basis of that?
Brother is saying the level of purity and the service they did.
Level of purity, again, there is perfection, there is completion. No compromise in the level of, all of the 16 quality level of purity. What next? Service?
Service, amount of service they did.
So, service, those who are servers, they are doing more service. They want to be served or to be doing service?
No, the amount of service they did here at this time.
Okay, let us make this question interesting. Who will want to be in the royal palace but as a server?
No one.
No one. But there will be.
But nobody from here.
And they will have closeness. They will be able to meet the king and queen, see the king and queen, even the prince and princess, while others will not be able to do that.
But
and they will eat the same food, which will be served to the king and queen. So is it not a very attractive proposition? To be away, you see. Now you are in Madhuban. People live in Madhuban. You are living in Boston. So you must be feeling that it was better if I was also in Madhuban all the time. Possible. May not be or may be. Now similarly, how nice it is to have the prince in your own hands as a server. Baba says, many wish that I should have Krishna in my hands and lap. So what is the basis of that? And also of those who come in the royal family, Baba says they will not be on the throne, but they will be treated like that only. So much respect, so highest status, and then there are subjects and then further. All are complete and perfect. So I have to choose, each of us has to select which role I want, and I should know, if I do this, then I get this role. So, first of all, ask their choice whether they want to be.
So, the choices are royal family, or the servant in the palace, or the subject outside?
Rich subjects, equal to the royal family, but not in the royal family. Then there are ordinary subjects.
Okay.
Then there are servers of the, all are complete and perfect. That you keep in mind. Then tell.
So there is royal family, then there is servants in the royal family, then there are rich subjects,
all
poor subjects, and then the servants of the subjects.
And there are those who will dispose of the bodies. Of course, of the deities. And I may not complicate, but who will want not to have the first birth but the second birth? as a king and queen rather than royal family in the first birth.
We got that one. Who wants to be in the second birth as a king and queen instead of coming
royal family in the first.
Royal family in the first birth?
If you are given choice.
There is one hand up there.
A reason for that?
Any reason for that?
For this choice?
You want to answer?
Yes.
You want to answer? You want to come here and answer?
Yes.
I think she needs translation. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Why would you select to be on the throne in the second birth rather than be in the royal family on the first birth?
You want to answer? Okay, you want a translation? Which language you want to do? Is there somebody who can translate for her?
Thank you. Меня зовут Ольга. Я из Сибири. Я живу в Забайкалье. Я не знаю почему, мне просто почему-то казалось, что так должно быть. Наверное, баба так сказала мне.
Her name is Olga, she is from Siberia, and she said, I don't know why, I think baba told me that.
I see. A supplementary question is, whether the king or the queen?
Вы будете, дополнительный вопрос, вы будете королем или королевой?
Королевой.
Queen.
I was expecting that. That also Baba told you. Collapse.
Thank you.
This means that without any sort of logic or reason, the souls have the instinct to be what they want to be. Naturally, because they have to come down from Paramdham, and at that particular time when they have to descend, that instinct will arise in them, that now they go down, it's the second birth due, and you come and be the queen. So it means we have a very limited choice to change our role. While we should be making effort for the best, but we should always be contented inside, that I will get my assigned role. Which means there will be no disheartening, there will be no setback, why I am not getting this. It is very, very important. Baba taught us drama. Drama is accurate. That is a big, big factor for our being ever contented. Otherwise, when you go for shopping, there are many things which are so attractive, but beyond my pocket or not of my use. I praise them, but I don't buy them. Same is the thing here.
You actually bring a very nice point about being contented. How does one make sure that they are not compromising the effort and having, you know, anyway, you know, like I'm going to become something what I'm desiring, but not living up to what Baba is inspiring us to become.
Baba has even said, drama will make you to make effort.
Mm-hmm.
So much so.
Mm-hmm.
Say, we decide that we will not have our lunch today. Okay? We decide. If the lunch has to be served, it will should come to me. And you sit down and watch what will happen.
Lunch won't come here.
No. Drama will make you to go for lunch. That is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep all these factors in mind while making effort. Effort is also will naturally come. But never feel a question, because then there is a chance of comparing with others.
Mm-hmm.
This soul has got better opportunity. I have less opportunity. You see? For example, I was not to be in Madhuban. I was in my field. Suddenly I came to Madhuban. If I cannot understand the mechanism, I can feel what is the reason. And if I had not packed up purity magazine there, maybe that I would have come here later on. So there are factors, you know. So to power to withdraw, not to withdraw from activity, but to withdraw from superfluous things, wasteful things, so that there is space for valuable things to be inside. That is the idea.
Yes, you know, the drama inspires us to make the effort, but is there a way I can be more proactive in making the efforts?
You try. I have told you, first of all, if you are caught in that traffic, there is no scope for speeding up. You have to change your mode,
mm-hmm.
which means you have to change your way of making effort. You have to see there are many modes of reaching a place. And some may be time-taking, some may be the fastest, some may be fast but take a wrong direction, and then you have to, so many factors are there. So basically, that is why my simple answer is, am I guiding my life, of course through jnana, or am I leaving it for Baba to guide my life? Because Baba's guidance will be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently to me, what is looking attractive now may be a handicap for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful answer that is, yeah. So leading my life based on Baba's guidance, directions, that's the effort. Really?
Amrit Vela, for instance. Mm-hmm. Do we go to Baba and let Baba give us what Baba wants to give us, or we have lot of questions there also?
Mm-hmm.
Baba, I have not this, and Baba, I want this, and a child asking the father what the child wants, or leaving to the father to give what father wants to give us. So that is why Baba says you have to create space for Baba to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
If I am filled with thoughts, I start Amrit Vela, good thoughts. Thoughts of Murali, thoughts of all types of thoughts will come. Accepting the thoughts which should be there. So one important thing is, what next is, that actually what next should be for me. If I am going to the next moment, but still having, not knowing what is to be done, and I am thinking, I should have done this, I should be doing this, and that moment passes, then no progress.
That's why you said earlier, past is past, and we have to keep moving.
Baba says, be practical, because many of us have so many qualities. But we are keeping them in savings account, that someday I will use this. That should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
These days Baba says, be practical. Whatever is practical, it will be done. Whatever is you are thinking and only thinking I will do, may not be done at all. Acha. Answer to your question is, I should be at the driving seat. Not that I should think that I should apply brakes. Both are useful, but you cannot drive the vehicle with brakes. Brakes are also important. The faster you want to go, brakes should be powerful. Acha, aage chaliye.
You mentioned about becoming Bab Saman and Brahma Baba's role as the mother. As you know, most of us, if not every one of us, have not had the direct experience with Brahma Baba. Would you mind sharing one or two stories where you felt Brahma Baba as your mother?
In one sense, it is better not to have a direct experience. You know, I will say I have lost my mother, you will not say I have lost my mother. Because now, Brahma Baba, physically I have been meeting. So anything now I think of Baba, first that Brahma Baba will come to me. I have to go via Brahma Baba to anything. Today's Brahma Baba is much different from the Brahma Baba I met. You see, in subtle religion also, so much doing deep service and going to the each part of nature and all that, changing everything. The Brahma Baba I met was an effort maker. So, it is good that you get the, Baba always says the double furnace get the ready-made. And if you want raw material and do that, that is will be ancient thing. I have passed through both, so I am telling you from experience. No one should feel at all, because the legacy of Brahma Baba, in the more refined form, more tested and tried form, is available to us, latest. And still Brahma Baba is with us and can help us better.
But still we kind of relate with the stories, isn't it? So when we hear the stories, then when, because...
Stories are only stories and will be stories, interesting, but of no help. Its effect. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. You are. I am getting one answer to your what next question. Knowledge and godly knowledge is the best. Godly student life is the best. Okay? Now, what does godly knowledge tell us? This is right, this is wrong. This should be done, this should not be done. This is vikar, weakness, this is strength, okay? Is that enough? All of us have godly knowledge. I know. This is to be done, this is not to be done. Knowledge ends here. But with this knowledge, can I actually do what I should be doing? And can I actually avoid doing what I should not be doing? Or there is something more to it?
Up. अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो।
That is called wisdom. Goddess Saraswati was goddess of wisdom, not of knowledge. Wisdom means rising above right and wrong, good and bad, only seeing good. Now all the Baba children, each one of us, feels in our heart how much Baba has helped us in our journey. The only distinction between Brahma Kumaris and all others are that we are being guided, powered, helped by Baba. Others are working with their own power. So this Baba says, no beloved says how to love me, but this Baba says that the only way of delivery is love, which we call yoga. You may have anything, but if I have to deliver it to anyone, anywhere, it is the only love. That is why Baba says, check your love. Are you 100% lost in my love? And my love is carrying you forward and taking you to your goal? Or there are other things also, inferior things, that you still love, which means adulteration in the fuel. That is the thing. इतना ही है लव फॉर बाबा
ब्यूटीफुल
why we are here, love for Baba, and because of love for Baba, we have love for the family. This family is Baba's family.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we will start distinguishing. Kitchen is Baba's kitchen, bhojan is Baba's bhojan.
Then our effort is really to increase my love for Baba. Pull from all the other love that may have been distributed to other things, but to put it all to one.
All other loves are short-lived, perishable, maybe selfish, and only Baba's love is eternal. It will give us no karmic account system. Do this, get no. It gives us inheritance for half the cycle. There is no question of any karma and getting the reward of karma. That starts in corporate. Only love can take us to our complete inheritance. Even to be born on 111 means so much love for Baba. So,
one answer to what's next is to really have that full love for one, isn't it?
Why go to the next?
Now.
Thing is, you know, it is Baba has given us Jnana, but also told us we have got negative account of karma, unrighteous karma, which is binding us to this cage of not one birth, but half the cycle. And Baba tells us the method of finishing that also is love for Baba, which we call yoga, intense love. If we don't do it now, and we only think of next, have we completely burnt our karmic account? Today's Murli also says, if you have done that, you won't be in this body. So that remains. Then, fortune for future, Baba has told us that this knowledge I have given you, but it has to be shared. The roots, whatever they get from the seed, they share with the whole tree. Have we done that? Or we are so selfish, oh Baba, you have given me knowledge, I will go to golden age, no other should go. It's not that way. So the tasks have to be completed. What next a person only asks, when he has completed everything, so I am free, I have done everything, what next should I do? First of all, how much is the past work left?
You know, I'm speaking for everybody. Everybody will say that we have 100% love for Baba and want to be acknowledged in that way, but we also know that being in a family and not being able to deal with the sanskars of each other, perhaps we may not be able to feel and express that same love all the time for Baba and with others as well. So, you know, like, how do we translate that love for Baba to the family and not get stuck in, you know, not getting along and sanskars clashing and things like that?
This togetherness is helping us because it is Baba's family. And Baba wants to take all the children together. So Baba has to wait for so long, even for the last child to come to the family. So this togetherness with Baba is helping us, giving us more time here. But are we using that time, changing our methods? But next question only arises in the world. Oh, so much destruction is there, so much earthquakes are coming, so much war is going on. What next? Which means there is a hidden question. How much time is left? That's all. But really what next for us is not that. That is why now, if today I leave my body, this was the slogan of all our seniors. Mama said,
Har ghadi antim, every moment is the last moment.
Yes, every moment is the last moment. That's why she became Mama. Didi said, I have time to go home. Mm-hmm. So that is the thing for us to do. Not ask for more time directly or indirectly. Baba, how much time is it? It's the end. And Baba says, if I leave my body, for me it is the end. Why bother for the rest? Mm-hmm. And many are leaving day by day. Sangam will be gone. Okay, let us talk something light. All are feeling very serious.
Maybe a light joke, but
let them. Huh?
Any question from the audience? I don't think I see any question on the tray there. Anybody has any question that they want to ask, or if you have written, you can put it in the tray here. Sure. Okay. You can switch on the mic.
Good day, Brother Brijmohan. I'm Shanti. Yesterday we had Brother Surya's class where he said, fix up the role that you will be playing at the time of transformation, like in the final moments. What role have you fixed up for yourself for that period, for those final moments? Thank you.
So what did he answer?
No, he said you should fix up this role.
Acha. So what you have fixed up?
Sorry?
What did you do? What did you fix?
I'm still churning this. I'm not sure what I have fixed up.
First of all, I do not know even my last moment. I do not know when my last moment will come.
We don't.
So how can we fix up a role for something about we do not know at all?
Well, it was his words, not mine.
It means that we must think of doing everything now. Whatever we want to do, we should do it now. We know how much past karma account is there, because that keeps us tied to this body, to other things. The more we become karmati, that is to say, practice bodiless form, and to succeed in that, that automatically is improving our stage for the last moment. Our stage for the last moment will be different for each person. What Baba says, ant mate so gate, what will be your last thought? Which means I have to myself think all the time, if I have to leave body now, where do I stand? And if I feel that this is superfluous, this is waste, I should start getting rid of that. Make myself light, ready to go. This is an effort required.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There is one more question.
Shanti. So you were mentioning about Baba's guidance, and somehow some are better in catching that guidance, doing it better, more skillful. Why? What are they missing? Or what should be done to be more skillful in catching that?
सवाल को जरा समझा दीजिए क्या कह रहे हैं
सो यू सेड अबाउट वी हैड टू फॉलो बाबाज गाइडेंस दैट्स द बेस्ट थिंग इंस्टेड ऑफ फॉलोइंग आवर ओन थिंग ही इज आस्किंग सम आर एक्चुअली वेरी स्किलफुल इन कैचिंग बाबाज गाइडेंस एंड डूइंग दैट वेर एज अदर्स आर नॉट सो स्किलफुल सो वॉट शुड वी डू टू बी स्किलफुल सो दैट वी कैन कैच बाबाज गाइडेंस या इज दैट योर क्वेश्चन या
Actually, one has to put aside our skills. We have to be like small babies, innocent children. Then only we will catch Baba's guidance. The more thinking type you are, the more skilled you are, you will be thinking your own thoughts to be Baba's guidance. And Baba's guidance will be entirely different from the way I was thinking I should do something. It just comes as a flash when you are in a state of bodilessness and in total remembrance. So it is no skill is available for catching Baba's guidance. So it is only our purity, our request for love for Baba that guide us. When big problems come, Baba will make them so small. This is my experience. I am thinking for something happening all the day. And at Amrit Vela, I just sit. A flash comes. I say, oh, it is so easy. I just change my thinking. Everything will be okay. Because the more you think, the more your mind gets engaged, the more we are thinking at our own level. So Baba's guidance does not require any skill. The more innocent, the more pure, the more disciplined we are, the more we are controlling ourselves from our own thoughts, Baba's guidance will come. And it will be totally different. And so easy to follow, you will be enthralled. Oh, I was thinking so much about this, it is so easy. So Baba's guidance is always makes our things easy. Yeah. That is the sign.
That's a beautiful answer. Thank you, Bhaiji. Yeah. One last question. Anyone? Yes, sister, come.
Shanti, Bijwan Bhaiji. You have been talking about complete love for Baba, and I think that is the main theme, main essence of our Gyan. In the Sunday Murli, Baba was telling us to check about snehe and attraction. Now in Hindi, there are many words which don't sound like attraction, but which Baba has said, like for example, cooperation I'm getting from someone, Sahara, Baba said, and Aadhaar, he said, basis. Now, in any sphere of life, even in Madhuban, we cannot do anything on our own. There is Sahyog, cooperation, there is Aadhaar, we are dependent on something. So how do we be careful in the Lokic life that while having all these things, we don't have any lagav, any kind of pull. Because in Lokic families, we can have very, very good people, good qualities, values, and we might be a little bit attracted all the cooperation they give us, the love they give us, selfless. So, sorry, it's a long question, but I was trying to distinguish the different points of love that Baba was talking about on Sunday. Thank you.
So the question is, how do we not get attracted while we are having all the support, or how we can...
We are dependent on people. There are many things happening. So that can somehow, might take us to a little attraction, which can break, Baba said, love with him.
Actually, there can be dependence, and that dependence may look very attractive because it makes things easy for us, makes things but likable for us, but at the cost of something which comes out of detachment. Cooperation, voluntary cooperation, designed cooperation is different from dependence. For instance, people from a particular country come to Madhuban. Here, there are so many other souls which they can mingle with, talk to, eat with, sit at the table. But one normally finds that from their own country they will be sitting on the table, talking to each other, not trying to be mingling with others, because they feel comfortable, they have been there with them, they are now with them. So if we try to really learn that let me mix up with another person I do not know, let me talk to, then it will be part of my family, not another person from another country. Basic thing is, Baba says, mostly for physical requirements, when you are sick bodily, or some other help what we call, should not turn into dependence. You can take support, you can get cooperation, but only to the extent required for furtherance of a common cause, not for my individual benefit. Otherwise, you know, dependence looks so easy, but when that dependence is taken off, then you feel that you so much handicapped. So independence means a soul should not be attached. Basic law is, first become neutral and then act. Don't first get attached and then try to become neutral. One has to be neutral, that if no help was there, nothing was there, with Baba's help, can I do something? So you will find Baba will help you to the extent that you don't require any help at all. But still, Baba says, you are in the world. If you do not require help, they may require help. Many people, you know, come to you telling you that they are helping you. In fact, they are seeking your help. They know that if they will help you, they expect some help in return. Basically, forget the words. It is, Aadhar means taking support of someone. Dependence means depending on someone for something. And such words, they are similar. Basic thing is, am I getting support from Baba for my life and objectives, or from other souls? Say, for instance, you are comfortable in a room. You come here, you have to stay for 7 days. You are, someone is put with, of your choice is put in your room. And someday someone comes and says, we want to put another BK in your room. Now, do you take it normal that this BK is also my brother or sister? Or as we do in the public transport, what happens? Any new person comes, is taken as a stranger. But after some time he becomes part of you, and the next new person comes, will be taken as a stranger. So they are absorbed slowly. So Baba says, I should be above these things. All these are caused by body consciousness, my definition of comfort, help and all those things. If I remain above like an angel, then I can take support, but that support will, I can leave it also at my will. Or if the support leaves me, I should not be affected.
Great, thank you. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Bhaiji, for your time and wisdom.
Thank you.
And one last thing is, you know, yesterday was Valentine's Day and we all celebrated, expressed our love for Baba. We know that you sing songs for Baba. We thought maybe it'll be a treat for us to end this conversation with a song from you.
I have surrendered all my songs to the Valentine. I don't sing no more.
Just one or two lines?
I was sometime taking pride that I am official singer of Baba. You know, although there will be many singers, but I got opportunity sometime, Baba will say, in the end, sing. But one fine day, Baba told me that silence is golden, speech is silver. So I now enjoy songs more because I don't sing. Then I used to sing. If you have, say, any food of your choice you like, and you are always looking for that, if you decide to leave that, then you will get better taste of it. Because although you have to speak, use your voice and all that, here Baba says that go beyond speech. So like that it is. So take it as sung.
Ji, thank you. Okay, so thank you.
Let's have a minute of silence.
So we'll have a couple of minutes of Baba's remembrance. Take drishti from Brijmohan Bhaiji. And then we can absorb the points that we have heard. Thank you.